You're listening to Marketing News Canada, Canada's number one show featuring the brightest minds in marketing, PR, and digital advertising.
Hey everyone, welcome to another episode of Marketing News Canada. Today, we are very lucky to have Manoj Jasra, who is the Executive Vice President of Marketing and the Chief Digital Officer at Northland's Properties Group. Northland has assets across hotels, restaurants, resorts, sports, and construction globally. Manoj has been in the marketing and digital vertical for over 20 years, spanning several sectors, including airlines, telecommunications, hospitality, agency, and food. Prior to Northlands, he was leading cross-functional teams as the head of digital at WestJet and vice president digital and customer experience at Shaw Communications. Manoj, welcome to Marketing News Canada. We're very excited to get to know where you come from, your approach to marketing, and chat more.
Thanks, Daryl. Thanks for having me, and hi to your audience.
So, Manoj, as our audience is probably already thinking right now, that was quite the bio. I would love to understand and hear about your origin story. How did you wind up where you are today? And how did you start the path and further that path along marketing and communication?
Yeah, and it's been such a long time, so we'll have to be a trip down memory lane here. And maybe I'll start during kind of the university days, and I'll make my way back up to kind of today. So I was actually, funny enough, I was headed to university to be a PE teacher. And so that was my life goal, because I'm like, you know what, I'm pretty good at gym in PE class. I'm getting like high 90s, therefore that's what I should pursue. And so I headed into like a general kind of Bachelor of Arts program at, it was previously called UCC, University College of the Caribou. Now it's called Thompson Rivers University. It's Kamloops, British Columbia. So I'm from the interior of British Columbia. And my dad actually said, hey, maybe you should switch to something that's actually going to be useful in life. Not to kind of say PE teachers aren't awesome, but something that might be more progressive and future supportive. So he said, you know what, this computers thing is a big deal. I think you should check it out. So I got into air quotes computers.
This computer thing.
Computer thing. So I was like 1998 or 1999 around that time. And so I got into a program at TRU. It was a computer science program where you'd learn all sorts of things in regards to software development, networking in terms of the physical networking, not the networking in terms of the social part of it, the hardware installation and all that. And it was a very difficult program. So it was like an intensive 2.5 year program with internships in between. So it kind of gave you real life skills at the same time. Mm-hmm. And I think the most valuable thing I got from that was it really taught you the value of hard work, because you're in the labs all night long working on assignments for whether you're doing C++ coding or COBOL at the time, Pascal. Like, old languages don't exist anymore, but trained your mind to think very, very logically. So that was kind of the first foray. That actually got me into my role when I got out of the university. It was a company called Digital Res Solutions out of Sikkimoose, British Columbia, a town of like 3,000 people, houseboat capital of British Columbia. And they had a company that did a reservation management software for hotels and hostels and resorts at that time. So I was a SQL developer building reports at that time. Wow. But they actually laid off a bunch of people early. So I was jobless for a couple months until my buddy was headed down to Kelowna to submit a resume for a company called Search Engine Position. Now, they were a couple names for those companies. Search Engine Position changed to Enquiro, changed to Mediative, and was eventually bought out by the Yellow Pages group. And so he went down. I just went down with him for the ride. I happened to have a resume in the mix. I threw it in there just like, you know what, I might as well apply too if you're applying just as one of those. And we go head-to-head for the role, and I end up getting the job actually as a web developer for that company. And so that was pure luck, I would say. And I think – so the question that beat him was – and the guy told me at the end. So they asked – how strong would you rate yourself in the world of software development? He said 10 out of 10. I said 6 out of 10. And so they chose me because I chose an actual humble answer versus someone who thought they knew everything. So that was actually funny.
Take note, interviewees. Take notes, totally. Interviewees. Yeah.
Honestly, like, and transparency. Yeah, yeah. So I took that role. It was actually, to me, it was a very pivotal part of my career, because that's where I learned digital marketing, SEO, paid search, and got me into my whole kind of web analytics, digital marketing, technology career. I was actually a software developer to begin with, and then got into digital marketing at that company. Mm-hmm. So from there, I actually wanted to build a lot of thought leadership. So I started a blog called Web Analytics World, where I would write every single day. So over a course of like 4 or 5 years, I would write an article a day, and I would speak on the circuit of kind of this digital marketing, web analytics, kind of people who were on the conference circuit.
This is trailblazing back then.
Trailblazing, like 2003, 2004, right? So if you searched for me back then, the web blog still exists. I'd actually sold the blog, but now it's not mine anymore. But this allowed me to get out of my comfort zone and build thought leadership in this space. And
great move.
And I think that was important as well. So after that, I had an opportunity to move to Shaw Communications for the first time. I was a consultant in regards to digital marketing there for kind of a brand new group that was in 2007 or 8, around that time. It was a great role. I was kind of an independent at that point, supporting a lot of people, but I wasn't in a leadership capacity. So there was there for a couple of years. WestJet came along and offered me a role for a manager looking after WestJet Vacations, like their digital strategy. So a manager in that role. I actually said no to him the first time because I didn't think that role was a good fit for my background. I wanted something bigger and broader. And then they came back 3 or 4 months later and offered me a role for senior manager looking after digital analytics and testing and optimization. So I took that role instead because I felt that was more my bread and butter. And I think it turned out to be a good decision there. So what the story goes at WestJet, I was there for probably 4 or 5 months. And then at that time, the head of the digital department, he decided to leave, go back to the UK. And one of the kind of the seconds in command, she went over to a different company as well. So I had an opportunity. I rose my hand and said, you know what, I would love to take on this leadership role. And they said, maybe we'll do this with you, because it was just like, I was just too new to potentially take it all on. But they believed in me. They brought in an external consultant who supported me. He actually became my mentor. His name is Omar. He was really important in teaching me how to not just lead in the ways of kind of strategy and building business cases, but how do you act in a meeting room, like position yourself? How do you make sure you have command in the room appropriately? How do you walk even down the hallways? How do you greet people? Because perception is so important.
Absolutely.
And so he taught me all that. And then I did become the head of digital very quickly in kind of 2012. And I led the team from around 7 people all the way to 55 around the time when I left it. And that was cool because at WestJet, we were a young team. We grew up together, a very strong family culture. And the cool thing there was we built some amazing things. We built the WestJet app in 2012. Yeah. We helped build the in-flight entertainment system, which was connected to the app. We helped build support WestJet's loyalty platform, WestJet Rewards. WestJet.com did massive amounts of sales. So did WestJet Vacations online. So it was like this huge undertaking. Every 6 months, we would be launching some major initiative, and we would be like that constant trailblazing in the digital space in a big way. And my team was responsible for e-commerce, user experience, digital marketing, as well as creative services at the time.
Wow.
Yeah.
So shout out Omar, first of all, for teaching you those lessons. And I'd love to ask, when you're describing your path to prior to Northlands, there was kind of a moment there where you started to pursue leadership roles. Can you maybe put yourself back in that mindset and remember, like, what were you going through in your head, and kind of what spurred that pursuit of more of a leadership position? What maybe you could share with our audience, because I'm sure that a lot of our audience members are in positions where they're either, you know, the ones that are working on those teams or about to make themselves into leadership roles and on those teams.
Yeah, and I'll give you an answer which says what I was thinking kind of back then and how I think about leadership 15 years later. So amazing. At that point, you're thinking about, you know what, leadership is an advancement, which means if I advance, I would make more money, and therefore I get to derive more decisions. And I don't think that was the most perfect way of getting into leadership. When I look back and I was progressing into leadership, I found that growing team members and making sure that their career path is supported and seeing them have successes is the most kind of joy that you get out of any role versus anything I've got in regards to a massive increase in comp or personal development in regards to like a career change. That I think so developing other people and helping them grow in their career is actually more inspirational for me than more than anything. And that's why I now exist in leadership now. Back then, and unfortunately, the roles still exist where leadership is the path to, say, more money. And I hope that we continue to get better where it's the output and the technical capabilities of a person versus the amount of people you manage. But that, yeah,
Absolutely.
that's that kind of looking back and forth. That's how I would think about things.
No, that's really good insight. Another question just that comes from your story about your origin. You were blogging, every day. That's so impressive at that time. And you had said the word thought leadership, and that was important to you. Now, as senior vice president, and after seeing the growth within the industries that you've worked in over the last couple decades, what is your position now on thought leadership? How important is it to be pursuing thought leadership? And what can you kind of give our listeners in terms of advice in either pursuing or working their ways into position to be able to be speaking to large audiences representing thought leadership?
Right. Yeah, back then I would say I started it because I felt that it was a way for me to stand out and show that, you know what, in this space that's brand new, that I was a person that had expertise in this space. Because if without that, you're unknown, and we didn't have platforms that were megaphones like they are today.
Yeah, this is
So I
pre-social media, everyone, too,
pre-social,
right?
that's right. So I have started on Google, bought a company called Blogger. So I was blogging on Blogger,
Oh my goodness.
and so that's my original address was manojjajra.blogspot.com, but I changed it to
Oh
At Balance World
man.
afterwards, right? And then
Yeah.
I remember when I was actually doing podcasts where I would have a conference phone going, have a physical recorder, and I would record the conversation. So I was doing podcasts before podcasts existed. But that, anyways, back to your question. I think it's super important to have credibility in this space. It allows people to kind of differentiate and have, rather than just listening to things, having a focus in regards to joining a conversation and leading a conversation, and having some insight into what you bring to the table around whether it's digital marketing or e-commerce or marketing or branding. I think it's important for someone's growth. Like if two people or three people had very similar resumes, and one had aspirations and has done some writing or some speaking, that person automatically in my mind would get an interesting leg up, because it does two things for me. One, they're providing their own insight into a topic or set of topics. Two, it takes a lot of guts to do it.
Yes,
If you
yes.
tweet anything or you post anything on LinkedIn, you can get hammered very, very quickly. Or if you're
Yeah.
doing public speaking, how nerve-wracking it is, even for me after kind of years at it. It
Yeah.
takes a lot of guts to do it. So it shows me that obviously they've got a lot of determination at this as well.
Yeah, no, that's really good advice. It's definitely something I'm quite passionate about with my company as well. So it resonates, I'm sure, with a lot of our listeners. I wanted to maybe talk about what you're doing now. And as you head up all the marketing communications for Northlands, maybe some insights for our listeners. What properties and what brands fall under your purview at Northlands?
Yeah, so Northland Properties is a family-owned company built in the 60s by the Gilardi family. And now Northland Properties, we're trying to build the employer brand, like the parent brand, more extensively. But behind the scenes, there's a lot of companies that probably you've heard of and your listeners have heard of. So it's hotels, resorts, sports teams, and restaurants. Underlying is construction, which is very important to the business as well. So the hotel side is Sandman and Sutton Hotel Group, and that's we have locations in Canada, US, UK, and Ireland, mostly in Canada. That's where the company was made out of, the hotel group. And then we decided to add restaurants to complement the hotels, and now the restaurants have become kind of an entity of their own and have franchise opportunities as well. So the company owns Denny's Canada, so we have the rights to Denny's, but in Canada, so we have a
Nice.
master franchisor. That's pretty cool, an iconic brand. We have Moxie's, which obviously is a
Nice.
kind of a premium casual restaurant in this space. A lot of growth there, and massive coverage across Canada and the US as well now. And then we've got Chop Steakhouse, which is like this modern take on a steakhouse experience. We've got Shark Club, which is a sports bar and grill for the fan, for the people who love sports. And then on the resort side, it's kind of two very, very cool entities. One is Revelstoke Mountain Resort. So for like the really premium skier, now it's turning into this kind of Whistler style destination. And we've also got Grouse Mountain here in Vancouver as well, which is a purchase in 2019, at the end of 2019. So that's the assets. In the sports world, we have the Dallas Stars in the NHL, and we have the ownership of the Kamloops Blazers in the WHL as well. And then there's some smaller things in between, but those are the kind of the major entities.
Wow, that's quite the portfolio. I think that kind of sparks a question in my head, is what is your approach to leadership when you have to lead teams across so many diverse sectors? Like, how do you approach that type of team building and senior leadership when it comes to that?
Yeah, this has been my toughest role for sure. And because it's outside of the sports teams, I get to play and participate in all the other brands for sure at the kind of the senior leadership group. And the hardest part is trying to keep each brand straight, in that every hour, every day, each moment is different, because it's kind of like you're working with that brand or that set of teams to support them appropriately. And you want to do it in a way that you seem wholesome and authentic, not that you're just kind of say, okay, I just want to give you my 10 minutes, so I go to the next brand. Each moment really makes a difference. So that when I'm speaking with the head of Denny's or the head of Moxie's or head of our hotel group, they get my authentic 100% of my time and thought for that moment. So I think that's one perspective of it. When I first started, it was very important to me that I knew that I was going to have to absorb a lot of information, but you have to absorb the information now times six or seven brands, which became a very difficult aspect of it. But it's important to me. Very hard. Yeah, totally. So it was important to me to learn as much as I could for every aspect of the business. I knew I wasn't going to be the person who knew each business the best, but I would probably be the person who knows all the businesses and kind of cumulative total the best as well. So if you ask me a question about each brand, I could be very thoughtful in regards to the conversation in regards to that. So that was important to me. And then in terms of leadership, my leadership approach is very much, I love to work with my team to set direction and set vision so that everyone knows where we're headed and why that is important. Because if you don't understand why something is important, you won't get kind of people to support you along the journey. I also am, I take an approach in regards to servant leadership, which I think is now table stakes in regards to how people lead. I am good when my leaders win, and they have no barriers in terms of getting to their ultimate path as well. There's no ego in regards to, I need to be the spotlight. I need to make my people shine so that they get the spotlight, they get the growth, and ultimately that's helpful for the group overall as well.
Yeah, how do you create that environment for your leaders where they know that they have your support as their direct report to create an environment where there's no barriers for them to grow and have their vision and what they need to get there be shared with you? How do you create that environment with them?
Yeah, and the word environment is very important. And an environment that is safe in regards to, we can have very kind of delicate conversations regarding all sorts of topics. I think getting to know somebody slightly more personally in addition to like the professional side, so they can have that sense of comfort, I think is important. And I think to me, making somebody an insider is very important. And the word insider is like, insider. Come on in, let me show you everything that I know. And there's nothing, nothing that I'm not willing to share with you. I think that inspires that kind of culture and the environment so that they can have a transparent view around that. And I think having meaningful conversations which say, listen, the way my team is set up is that there's a brand leader per kind of brand that I've kind of mentioned. You run this show. I'm here to support you. And we get to make decisions together, not that this is a kind of a top-down function. And if you can build an environment that allows them to have transparent conversations, that is supportive where you're working together, and there's no sense of like my way or the highway kind of thing, I think that allows them to really feel like that they have ownership in their team strategy and then the growth of their brand as well.
Wow. So to to kind of paraphrase in creating this environment, which isn't just, you know, one or two conversations, it's just an always on approach essentially to leadership. To create that environment, you need to be able to have them believe in the direction you're setting, but then for yourself to also understand what they want to achieve, the direction they want to go, and have them feel that they're looking kind of over their shoulder at a peer as opposed to over their back at someone who's going to be breathing down their neck.
Yeah, absolutely. And then I would just add to that would be, don't worry, I've got your back, because yeah, I'm going to support you in your decisions, and I'll fight for you and I'll fight with you in regards to the conversations around that. So if you run into a battle, I'm there to support you, and I will poke holes at your strategy, just so making sure that we have everything perfectly aligned as we kind of move forward as well. Like, because that environment allows us to have kind of those easy conversations. So if something doesn't feel right, I'm able to say, you know what, that doesn't fit right. How about less taking another shot at your approach as well? So it's okay to have a two-way dialogue around that as well.
That's awesome.
Springtime savings are in full bloom, all in the Kroger app. Get 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up for $4.99 each with a digital coupon. Then get one-pound packages of flavorful 80% lean Angus ground beef chuck for $3.99 each, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
So with the amount of banners and brands that you have, a lot of them are quite diverse. They're all very exciting. I assume that you're, like every industry right now, continually building teams and trying to add valuable talent to all of the different brands you oversee. So could you maybe share kind of what are some of the opportunities you see for people to look to join the Northlands team across any of your banners in the future?
Yeah, we have a lot of open roles right now, and maybe I'll talk about a couple of the projects that we're working on and why Northland is different as a kind of an employer as well. So the cool thing about Northland is because of the number of banners and the way our team is structured, where there's, we're one big marketing and digital team, but there's opportunities within each brand. We've had several cool opportunities where somebody would start in a certain brand and then end up in a different brand in terms of a growth or a lateral role. So when you enter Northland, you're not just working for, say, a Moxie's or a hotel company like Sandman or, say, a Shark Club. You can actually start there and pivot and move your way over and even work in a different city and work in a different opportunity. And if you wanted to, you could start marketing and work your way into operations. And the cool thing about that is that way your journey with Northland is not like in the typical space. It feels like people's journeys last 2 to 3 years with companies. It could be much longer because you could kind of refresh yourself in a totally different brand within the overall parent company. And that's kind of cool.
It's very unique.
Very unique, totally. And that's because of the diversity of assets we've got as well. And I think some of the cool projects we're working on, and it's nice because we're a hospitality company coming out of COVID. So we see for the first time in a couple of years, we get to do some major brand work as well. So I think Moxie's is going to do some major work in regards to brand strategy, website development, social media strategy. They're looking for people all the time. The hotel group has just launched a brand new loyalty program, brand new booking engine. So we see some major growth in that area. I think loyalty is a very important part of our business. And people think that marketers know that it's an important part of their strategy as well. So that's an investment we're making. And I'm looking forward to seeing, we're going to be opening a brand new location in downtown Vancouver for Chop Steakhouse right by on the water there in Cole Harbour. So
yeah, I think I walked by it.
Fantastic. Yeah.
Beautiful property.
You saw the hoarding signs there. Like, that's going to be an amazing experience for us. And on the Denny's side, I think that's an iconic brand, and we need to figure out how do we modernize that brand so that it remains relevant for 50 years more. And I'm really excited to see the work that we're going to do there as well. So it's cool because all the brands are now moving in this direction in regards to cool opportunities to do amazing things that are going to touch a lot of Canadians. And to participate in that journey, I think marketers and folks in the digital space will have a lot of fun doing it.
Yeah, absolutely. How does one apply?
Yeah, so we've got LinkedIn is obviously we've got a lot of our jobs posted on all of our websites. You can even go to northland.ca and contact us that way. And you could send me a note directly. I'm on LinkedIn, and I'm happy to respond to you and get you in touch with the right person as well.
All right, listeners, you heard that open call for amazing marketers to be joining the Northland team. I'd love to switch it up for the last couple of questions here, Manoj. I would love to get some advice that you could give. So what is the biggest piece of advice that you could give to brands today as you've, and specifically the marketing teams on those brands today, as you've shared with the audience, you've had quite a few different positions in different industries. So what is the biggest piece of advice you can give to brands and on marketing teams today?
Yeah, I'll align with some of the things that we're thinking about. I think in the space of marketing and branding, and maybe just in business in general, I think it's very easy to do a roadmap which has a lot of things plugged into it. So I think prioritizing and figuring out meaningful ways that you're pushing the business and supporting the business, because I think brand and marketing is really a storytelling opportunity. And it's also an opportunity where we're driving growth and revenue for the business, but it's on in support of the business. So having aligned kind of priorities, what's tied to the business goals is important, and making sure that you have clear definition in regards to what's important for your business and what's important for your team. I think that setting that up is very important. And also why that is that in the marketing space, I think it's very easy for us to divvy out tasks and get people to like 120% of their capacity. Mm-hmm. And then I think it's important to slow down to figure out whether each one of those tasks is actually meaningful back to the goal. That's important because you can spread your capacity appropriately, but it's also important for your team member, because then they understand why what they're doing matters to your overall priorities as well, versus them just doing like a marketing campaign or a task. I think that's the number one thing I would say. And this is not, that's not marketing speak by anything. I would say that's a good business team sense that you should implement as well.
Absolutely.
And then one other thing I think that'd be important for you is I think now this is a kind of a pure marketing exercise, is I think understanding your guest, in our case, it's a guest, in your case, a consumer or a customer. I think that's very, very critical. I think it's important for marketers and folks in the brand world to go experience your brands and marketing and work with operations to really understand how what their guest experience is like, customer experience is like, what the kind of the frictions that exist out there, how your customers behave, and what's kind of making them, whether it's annoyed or happy about your overall experience, and then take that back and implement that, those findings into your overall strategy. I think too few times, I think we're trying to market and brand from, call it the air quotes, head office. And I think the integration of marketing and operation, so you truly understand the customer, is very critical to a strong marketing strategy as well.
That's really solid advice, being able to combine insights from not only, you know, behind the screen, as you say, at the head office level, but from operations. Definitely can understand how that would be crucial to helping marketing teams be successful in creating the strategy. Well, I wanted to switch up the questions here to our rapid fire round. So these questions will be kind of off the cuff. No wrong answers, of course. Single word answers. Sentence answers, paragraph spiels, whatever you want, Manoj, but this is just a great way for our audience to kind of get to know some of the fun facts about you. So let me kick this off. What was your first job? Under the table, over the table, doesn't matter. What was your first job?
Yeah, it was under the table. I was working for my parents who were running a motel, so I was like I cleaned rooms and cleaned pools.
You've been under in hotels table. For 40 years.
Right.
That's funny. All right. Are you a night owl or an early bird?
Night owl for sure. I sleep very late. 12 a.m. is easy every night. Yeah.
Awesome. What was the first thing you ever marketed?
The first thing I ever marketed was, like, seriously, I would say it would be probably a technology product. It was the first ever way of checking your rankings on Google. That was a technology product we built in-house, and I helped market that.
Wow. I thought you were going to go into the motel days. Maybe you had like a, you know, little candy biz on the side or something.
No, I was not allowed in the marketing space. I was cleaning rooms. That's my task for my dad.
what was the last charity that you supported financially or with your time, and why?
Yeah. You know what? And I try to align with a lot of things that we do at Northland as well. So the charity that we're supporting right now is the JDRF, Juvenile Diabetes. Nice. and we're supporting mm-hmm. them in a big cause in regards to how do we eliminate that completely. And that's near and dear to my heart, because obviously children are important to me in my space. And I think that charity is important to the family of the organization. So that's one that we get behind in a big way.
Great to hear. What is an app on your phone that you cannot live without? Email doesn't count.
Well, when I look at my phone, I'm just going to open it up. I put my phone in the order of the first screen gets the most important, and second screen mm-hmm. is my second most important app. So I guess the app that I use most often feels like a combination of The Score.
Yeah.
And Twitter's in there, and WhatsApp is in there, and my Tesla app is in there. I use that quite a bit as well.
Nice. What teams do you follow on The Score?
I'm a big NBA guy, so it's typically cheering against LeBron James and cheering for anyone else.
Hey, I'm right there with you, brother. all right. What was the best thing you've bought for under $10?
Yes, I was actually in Maui. And I was telling you that just before we started, and I bought these gummy bears because I love gummy bears, and they were seasoned with this almost like this Hawaiian sea salt. It was around $7. It was just fantastic.
Deadly. Yeah. Winding up here, but this one's a fun one. What would your superpower be?
My superpower is the ability to multitask better than anyone.
Wow, this hire this guy. all right. What was the last thing you Googled?
I'll just search that right now. So I searched for we just got this new puppy. It's in kind of training school. It's
congrats.
It's a labradoodle. The dog's name is going to be Kobe, after Kobe Bryant. And so I was Googling like how do you like feed and train this thing so I don't lose it in like a couple hours before getting it. Yeah.
Yeah. You're going to have to get a nice little custom jersey made, eh?
That'd be sweet. Yeah, totally.
Yeah. Awesome. Well, thank you so much, Manoj. I wanted to take a Zoom selfie, if that's all right for you, for the thumbnail for this episode.
Yeah, let's do it.
All right. I'll count us down. 3, 2, 1. Great photo. Thank you so much for joining us, for your time, for sharing your background. You're definitely one of the most diverse guests that I think I've had on the show that I'm lucky enough to interview. Thank you for sharing your insight. You're definitely, you've been a leader for many years. And I think a lot of the leaders that are listening to this episode will pull a lot of value from some of their approach in building the many different teams you've been instrumental in building. So, I think, and on behalf of myself, on behalf of all of our listeners and the rest of the hosts, thank you, Manoj, for joining Marketing News Canada. And I can't wait to talk to you next time.
Awesome. Really appreciate you having me. Thank you for the kind of conversation. I've had a lot of fun. Thanks.
Thanks, Manoj.
Thanks for listening to Marketing News Canada. For more episodes and other great stories from Canadian marketers, visit marketingnewscanada.com. All episodes are recorded in the Jelly Marketing Studio, thanks to our producer, Chris Penner, and editors Travis Jeffers and The Podfather.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.